This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's official. The city of Flint will stay with the new KWA pipeline for its future source of drinking water. Michigan Radio Steve Carmody was at today's announcement from Governor Snyder and Flint Mayor Karen Weaver. Steve, ever since she was elected last November, Mayor Weaver's been taking a really hard look at Flint's participation in KWA, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. She's been looking for a way of getting the city out of this contract. This was originally negotiated and agreed to by the emergency managers who ran Flint for 4 years. And at the time that this was put into place, the mayor and the city council really had no power. And since they've regained their power, one of the things they've wanted to do is get out of this this pipeline contract. And this is about bringing fresh water to the city.
What was the tone of today's announcement that, yes, we're staying with KWA? What was Mayor Weaver's tone?
I would say the mayor announced that the city was going to go to KWA very reluctantly, and she sounded very resigned to a decision that she herself just did not sound like she was that thrilled about. And this is what the mayor had to say about it at her news conference today.
This is where we are, and we've got to make the best of a situation, whether we agree with the situation that we're in or not. And so now it's time for us to do some things to move forward.
So what do we think has been going on here behind the scenes, Steve?
Well, the mayor obviously has been trying to get the state and the county to give the city a bit of a break because this is a little bit expensive for the city. The original idea was going with KWA would be less expensive than getting water from Detroit. And in the long term, the water will be, but in the short term, the city has several major expenses they have to take into account. Number one, they have to build a pipeline from the city to the KWA pipeline. That's about $7 million. And there's also the question of where's the city's secondary water source going to be, whether the city is going to be tapping or continue to get water as a secondary source from Detroit, or whether the city builds a very expensive reservoir that they can use. At this point, there is absolutely no plans for them to use the Flint River as a backup. Now, the state and the county did budge a little bit to help the city with the pipeline question. Again, I said it was going to be about $7 million to build that connecting pipeline. The county says they'll help a little bit with the engineering on that, and the state is offering about $4 million to help towards the cost of building that new pipeline. But that means the city still has some expensive things they have to do. And in the long term, they also have to upgrade the city's water plant, which had all the problems leading up to the city's water crisis.
Because Detroit provides treated water, right? But the KWA water is going to be raw, so it would need to be treated.
Exactly. And now the difference between treating river water and treating lake water is pretty significant. It's I don't want to say it's easier treating lake water, but the city doesn't, well, probably avoid the problems they've had in the past with treating the Flint River water. But still, the EPA has said the Flint water plant isn't ready to treat the lake water yet. So there's a lot that the city has to do, and it's very expensive, and the city is still pushing for more help to deal with this problem.
So it certainly sounds like it was just maybe too complicated to get out of the deal, so the mayor is going along with it.
I believe the problem for the city is it was a very well-negotiated contract that put a lot of penalties in place if the city tried to get out of this contract. Getting out of the contract just was not a financially viable option for the city. And this is a city that does not have a lot of financial resources to pay for water from one source that it's not going to use.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. Always great to talk with you, Steve. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.